You're listening to SBS News.
The Multicultural Eid Festival and Fair is an annual event, usually celebrated on the Sunday following Eid al-Fitr. But the demands of dealing with the coronavirus pandemic forced the cancellation of the event. Instead, organisers ran a webinar online saying that despite the pandemic, we still have to ask what legacy do we, as individuals, as a community, as a nation, want to leave our children. In the webinar, the first speaker, Senator Mehreen Farooqi, the Green Senator for New South Wales, said we must take account of what the pandemic has revealed.
We cannot go back to how we were before COVID-19 hit because we have seen, so many more people have seen, the real inequalities that existed even before then. We can't let austerity politics destroy our chance to build a more fair and sustainable future for all. We know that austerity doesn't end crises. It just deepens them.
She says if future generations are to have hope of a meaningful life, we need to remake our systems, reclaiming the planet-saving, life-making potential of our society from corporations and governments that are captured by corporations. Rabbi Zalman Castell is the National Director of Together for Humanity, an organisation of Muslims, Christians and Jews working in Australian schools. He grew up in the United States and says he understands the pain of African Americans being expressed in the protests across the world. He moved to Australia in 1994 and understands how Indigenous Australians feel who suffer racism in this country. He said the phrase Black Lives Matter shouldn't need to be said, but it does.
If we want to challenge bigotry and prejudice, we need to start with ourselves and to look inside of ourselves, to ask ourselves whether we're being practitioners of unconscious bias, and that through our own thoughts, we are contributing to ongoing injustice. The way of self-examination is very important in Jewish tradition.
The first lower house Muslim MP in the New South Wales Parliament is Jihad Dib. He told the webinar that the enforced time people had had to spend at home as a result of the coronavirus pandemic was a chance to take up that challenge.
While people were at home reflecting, you know, because they had to sit at home and are with their families and maybe that connection back to the family, but they did reflect on what we could do to make the world a better place. And the world can always be a better place. I'm a big believer in this concept called Kaizen, which is a Japanese thing, and I always use it in everything I do. And Kaizen basically is do everything that you can to constantly improve. Our society is good, but what can we do that's better?
Dr. Zulaya Keskin is the course director at the Centre for Islamic Studies and Civilization at Charles Sturt University. She says the impact of COVID-19 on universities has been a massive drop in income, and that has had a direct impact on the amount of research that can be carried out. Dr. Keskin says important data, such as that revealing the amount of Islamophobia in Australia, comes from research. She says if that data isn't available, it's difficult to move forward.
We're living in a world where data is important, where stats are important, where having an official publication is important. And that's why these kind of researches where we're putting forward, saying this is the data showing that Islamophobia is a problem. This is the data saying that 70% of women who experience Islamophobia, everyone is a bystander, no one responds, no one does anything. So it becomes very important to have research with such data, which then gets picked up by the media and so forth.
Imam Adama Konda from the Canberra Islamic Centre says we currently live in a world where racism, sexism and classism exist. He says we are suffering from secular pluralism and moral relativism. He says that means people think they don't need truth or morality or values.
There is nothing absolutely right and there is nothing absolutely wrong. It depends what you want. This is the world we live in. But we have to call this, it is a past. And we should never look at the past. We look at where we are going in the future. We have to talk of hope to confront hopelessness.
Rabbi Zalman Castell says we need to reach a point where each individual person is celebrated for themselves. He says each of us needs to recognize that people are members of groups and ask ourselves why we might be afraid of some groups. He says we should get to know them and hear their experiences.
There are a lot of people who see someone in a niqab and they feel afraid of them. Who's behind the niqab? What do they think? Why do they do that? Do people take the time to bother? There are a lot of people who are afraid of people who look like me. People that associate me with politics overseas and the injustice overseas and problems overseas. But I'm a human being. I'm a person.
Alan Lee, SBS News.